Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, the daf for Erev Rosh Hashanah Tavshin Ayin Gimel is Ayin Vav in Meseches Psachim. It is the 399th daf in Shas, if our calculations are still correct. We will begin with a new Mishnah on the bottom of Ayin Hey Amabez that's going to continue to discuss the requirement of roasting a carbon Pesach. Our daf is actually a very important daf because in the context of discussing the roasting of the Karban Pesach, the Mishnah first will introduce the idea that nothing could be touching the Karban when it's being roasted, because then that's considered as if it is cooked. And then the Gemara begins to discuss what qualifies as Bishul. Our Gemara will discuss the famous Machlokas, which is very important both in Hilchos Shabbos as well as in Hilchos Kashrus and Yoredeya, of Ilo Gavar or Tato Gavar. And that is, when you have heat applied to something which is cold, which is the dominating factor? Is it the one that's above, Ilo Gavar, or Tato Gavar, the one that's underneath? If what's falling into a pot is hot, and what's inside of the pot is cold, if you say Ilo Gavar, so then you say the top can heat the bottom. However, if you say Tato Gavar, so then in such a case we say the bottom cools off the top. So our Mishnah will propel our Gemara into that important machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, and the Gemara will be ma'ayin in that for almost all of Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. And then Amud Beis will take us into another important area of Yoredeya again, as well as, of course, for Hilchos Karban Pesach, and that is the sugya of Recha. And that is whether a non-kosher animal, when it's heated up, its meat, that is heated up next to a kosher animal, whether the reyach, the smell, is considered halachically significant in terms of making the other one not kosher. And really, these are the two themes of today's daf. So let us jump in and see the springboard, which begins from the Mishnah on daf Ayin Hey Amabez, seven lines from the bottom. Noga becharoso shel tanur. If the carbon pesach that is being roasted inside of an oven touches the edge of the tanur, then it's no longer considered roasted. 2 days ago in Halacha from the Daily Daf, we pointed out, in terms of Halacha Lamaisa today, roasting could also take place in an oven. The shaila that was posed to me at the time, that day, what a quote-unquote coincidence. My wife reminded me that the word mikre is Rashi Tevos could be reassembled as Rak Me'ashem, that day we were asked in regards to kashering meat through roasting, whether that could be done in an oven bizman hazem. We gave the outline of how it can be done. Here we see that roasting can be done in a tanur. Yiklof es mekomo, he peels off its place. Nataf me'rotvo, if the juices oozed out al hacheres v'chazar elav, and then the juices fell back onto the carbon pesach, yitol es mekoma, because then it, as well, the carbon pesach has been cooked. The only way the carbon pesach is considered roasted is if it was sitting over the fire, but not heated up by something that was flesh against it. If that does happen, so the carbon pesach doesn't become possible, but you have to cut off that part. Not of merotva ala solas. If there was flour that was around, and the gravy oozing out of the carbon pesach falls onto this flour, yikmatzes mekoyma, you should remove that area of flour, and then ultimately burn it, because it has a din of kachim, and a kachim that cannot be eaten, because this solus was also hot, and the rotav of the carbon pesach was cooked, not only from the fire, but also from the solas. So that's the only option. Sachu b'shem en truma. If the carbon pesach was rubbed with oil of truma, that was a delicacy to add oil to meat. Im chaburis kohanim, if it's kohanim who could eat the truma, yochu. Im shel Yisrael, but if it belonged to a Jew. Im chayuhu yadichenu, if we're talking about the carbon still being raw, then they could just rinse it off and it'll be fine. Vim tzliu, but it's already roasted, then the oil will get absorbed into the meat. And here we have a common phenomenon in Hilchos Kashrus as well, and that is if it absorbed on the outside, yiklof es achitzim, you peel off a little bit of the area of the outside. The post can discuss how much is a sheer klipa. However large it is, halacha lemaisa, that's what you take off. Sachu b'shemen shel maiser sheni, if the shemen of maiser sheni, which was supposed to be eaten in Yerushalayim, lo yasenu damim al b'nei chabura, you cannot ask the people in the chabura to redeem that oil of maiser sheni, she'ein poidim maiser sheni b'Yerushalayim, because you don't do redeeming of maiser sheni except outside Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, it's not done. And what happens is, either the individual who owns the maiser sheni eats the entire carbon pasach, or he gives it to them as a matana, but he can't charge them for the oil. Now our Gemara begins discussing the phenomenon of having something hot fall into something hot, and something hot falling into something cold, and something cold falling into hot, and we will see how the Gemara relates it to our Mishnah. Zok dehelege Gemara, last line on a hey ayin heima base. Itmar cham letocham. If you have something hot that falls into something that's hot, divrei akol aser. Everybody holds that it's going to be aser, because there's clearly going to be heat going from one to the next. Rashi learns that if you have meat that falls into milk that's hot, then in such a case it's a davar pashut that you have a mixture of basar v'chalav. Tzonin l'toch tzonin, if you have cold that falls into cold, let's say cold meat into cold milk, divrei akol mutter, it's permissible, even midrabanan, it's permissible, unless it was sitting there for a long period of time. Cham l'toch tzonin, if you have hot that falls into cold, v'tzonin l'toch cham, and cold that falls into hot. Here's the big machlokes. Rav omar ilo gevar, u'shmuel omar tato gevar. Rav says that the stronger of the influences is the one that comes from above. Hence, if what's above is cold, so then in such a case, it'll be permissible. If what's above is hot, then it will be aser. Shmuel says the opposite. It's the bottom which has greater influence, and therefore, if the bottom is hot, it'll be aser. If the bottom is cold, it'll be mutter. It's not. Now the Gemara connects this to our Mishnah. Natav meroy tvay alacheris. We learned that if the juices of the carbon pesach fall onto the clay walls of the oven, v'chazer elav, and then it falls back onto the carbon pesach, yital es mekoymai. So then in such a case, you have to remove the area which was heated by this rotav, because ultimately that doesn't come from a roasted place. The wall is not considered roasted. The heat of the wall is considered cooked. Kasal gadaitach, originally we thought, becheres tzoninus, that the wall was cold. Bishlem l'rav damri lo gavar, according to Rav, who says that whatever is above is what dominates, mishum hachitos mekomo, then you have a problem, and you have to remove part of the carbon pesach. The azal rota, because on the first step, where the juice of the carbon pesach fell into the cold wall, azal rotav miraseach le'lecheres, it heated up the wall, even though the wall was originally cold, v'hadar cheres miraseach le'rotav, and then it heated the juice back. V'chihadar rotav apesach komatvi, pesach machmas chamimaseh ducheres. And then when the juice fell down onto the carbon pesach, then it is if that the carbon pesach had been heated from the heat of the wall. Rachman amar tzliyesh v'lo tzli machmas davar acher, and not something that was heated up through a different source, only tzliyesh. Elo l'shmuel, but according to Shmuel damar tato gevar, that says that what dominates is what's below, cheres kimen detzonen hu, since the cheres was cold, ikuri markele l'reitiv, it'll cool down the juice. Amay yitol es mekomo, what's the problem? And this would prove that the halacha is ilo gavar and not tato gavar. Answers the Gemara, kedom Rabbi Yirmiyahu Amar Shmuel. Just like Rabbi Yirmiyahu Amar Shmuel said, besolas roseches, that later on in the Mishnah, we spoke about the juice of the carbon pesach that falls onto hot flour. Hachanami becheres rosech. We're talking about where the wall of the clay is also hot. And if the wall of the clay is hot as well, so then in such a case, the juice will be heated up because of tata gavar from the heat of the cheres. period. Tanan. We also learned in our Mishnah, not of Mirot Va'ala Solas, that if the juice oozes out onto the Solas, he removes part of it. Kasalka Daitach, we thought, Besolas Sonenas, that we were talking about cold flour. Bishlam the Rav Domer Ilag of Armisham Hachi Yikmotz Mekomo, the Mirsach Leila Solas. It heats up the flour, and then the flour goes back and heats it back. And therefore, it's hot. The Kamati wrote of Machmas Chami Musa de Solas. Vrachmana Amar, and then we would consider it a problem because it's no longer heated up by Tzliyesh. Tzliyesh v'lo Tzli Machmas Tavrachar. Now it was heated up by the Solas. El Shmuel Damar Tato Gavar. But according to Shmuel, it says that you focus on the bottom. Solas Kivin Tzonenesu. It's going to cool down. Why do you need to take away its place? Most Mefarshim questions with the next line in the parentheses, so we're going to take it out. This question already is the same type of question that we had before. If it's Tata Gavar, then it should cool it down. We're talking about, the Gemara is repeating itself a little bit here, we're talking about a hot flour. Gemara now goes to another part of our Mishnah to bring a raya from the Machlokes Ilah Gavar and Tata Gavar, 10 lines from the wide on Ayin Vav Lamed Aleph. Tanan, Sachu B'Shem Shel Truma. If they rubbed the oil of Truma, we learned in our Mishnah, into the Karm Pesach, Imcha Buriz Kohanim Yochu, then the Kohanim could eat it, because Kohanim, of course, will have to eat Truma. Imshal Yisrael, who can't eat Truma, Imchayu, if the animal wasn't yet cooked, Yadichenu, then you could rinse it off. Imtzliyu, but if it was roasted, yiklov esachitzon. Then in such a case, you should peel off the outside. Bishlem el Rav. According to Rav da Omar, ilah gavar, amtu lahachi sagale beklipa. All you have to do is take off the amount of a peel, literally klipa is a peel, the thickness of a peel. Mishum, di ilah, soninu, because it doesn't get absorbed inside, because the top was hot, and ilah gavar. Excuse me, the top was cold, and ilah gavar. But according to Shmuel, it says Tatogavar, Kivan the Chamu, once it's hot, we have a rule that heat will bring and send the taste throughout. Mivla Bali, then in such a case, the oil should be absorbed into the carbon pesach, and a klipa should be not be enough. Am I sagile be klipa? Why is it enough to do a klipa? So the Gamri should be entirely usher, question mark. Answers the Gemara, Shani Sicha, the anointing with oil of the Karm Pesach is different. They only use a very small amount. The Gemara continues, Tanya Kavosei de Shmuel. We have a Brice that's accordance with Shmuel who says, Tato Gavar, that if the bottom one is hot, then it'll heat up, but if it's cold, then it will not. We see in the Brice that Son and Tocham makes Osir. Cham Latoch Son and Son and Latoch Sonim may Diach. All you have to do is rinse off. What's the reason that if the hot goes into cold, all you have to do is rinse off kim de chamhu ad the maker lay? It will cool it off. Ask the Gemara, yavshad lo bala purta klipa mi ani boy. It's going to heat it up, even if we're going to say that talgavar, that since the lower one is cold and the top one is going to cool off, but at the moment of contact, the top one is still hot, even though the lower one will cool it off. Ela ema, but rather you should say cham l'toch tzonin kolef. Cham inside of sonin, you take off a klipa, son sotonim, mediach. And that supports the position of Shmuel, that the only time we say that it is mevushal entirely is if it's sonin l'tocham, when the bottom is hot. Tanya yidach, we learned in another brice, if you have hot meat that falls into hot milk, l'chein sonin, shenaf l'tocham, and cold that falls into hot, Osir, that sounds like, again, Tato Gavar. Cham l'toch tzonin, son l'toch tzonin, midiach. All needs to be done is rinsed, because the upper one was hot, and the lower was cold. Cham l'toch tzonin, midiach. Kim the cham huad demekerlei. Yerchel boy purta. How could it be you could just rinse it? Klipa mini boy. So even if you say, Tato Gavar, that the hot, the bottom one dominates, nevertheless, the first layer of when the hot from above hits the cold below, it should be mevashel kedei klipa. Elaim cham tolzonin kolef. Correct. Cham tolzonin does need a klipa. Tzon tolzonin midiach. All has to be is roasted. Amar mar. We continue 12 lines from the bottom. Tzonin l'tolzonin midiach.
If you have cold that falls into cold, and it runs off, in such a case, all you need to do is rinse. If it's not salted, this halacha applies. Av molchu aser, but if it's salty, then the halacha is its aser. And here we have an important rule from Shmuel, from Maseches Chulin, from the halachas of Yoredea. D'amar Shmuel, meliach hareyu k'raseach, that midrabanan, we view salt like heat, and kavush hareyu k'mevushal. And like I alluded to when we started the daf, we said all these halachos apply when they're not sitting in each other for a long time. But if they soak together, even if there's no heat, nevertheless, midrabanan, this is halacha midrabanan, it's considered as if it's mevushal. Amar Rava, Rava taught, this halacha, that if it's salted, it's considered as if it's hot. Lo amaron was only taught el shol necha machmas molcho. Avol necha machmas molcho lo. These are also important terms in Yaradeya. It comes up in Hilchas Basar B'chalav, and that is two different types of salting. If it's so salty that it's lo nechal machmas molcho, that it's not edible because it's so salty, then meliach is karoseth. Then we consider it as if it's hot. However, if it's not so salty that it's edible, so that's called nechal machmas molcho, then we do not say the rule of melech karoseach. Only if it's an abundance of salt to the point that it makes the food at that moment unedible. Often then they rinse off the salt. The Gemara now continues with the above discussion by giving a halacha lemaisa shayla in basa b'chalav. Ahu bar gauzla, there was a chicken. It fell into a pitcher of kutach. Kutach was a milk mixture that was common to eat in those days. Shayu Rav Chinina Berei Derava Mi Pashrunya. Rav Chinina allowed it. Amar Rava Man Chachin Mishra Milsa Kiha. Who is so wise to allow such a thing? Ila Rav Chinina Bar Rava Mi Pashrunya Degav Rabu. Amar Lach, because he will tell you the reason why he's matir. Ki Amar Shmuel. As Shmuel taught, Meliach Hareu Kiriseach, that when it's salty, it's considered as if it's hot. But that's only Shein Necha Machmas Molcho. It's so salty, even though Kutach had salt in it, of course it was edible. And when do we say Meliach is Kiriseach? That's Dafka, when it's Ein Necha Machmas Molcho. Hi, but this, Kutach Necha Machmas Molcho. Of course, it's made with salt, but with not with such abundance of salt that's not edible. Vahani Milichai. And only if it's raw. Only if the meat is raw. Avot tzli, but if it is roasted by klipa, then you need to take off a skin's worth. V'lo amanan el deles bei pili. And this halacha was only applied to those meats that don't have cracks. Avot is bei pili. Also, if it has cracks, then we're concerned that the milk will become embedded in the cracks of the meat. V'i misuvo betavli aser. And also, if there are spices in it, it's going to be aser. This is the concept of davar charif that is discussed in Maseches Chulin that can cause the meat to have the milk drawn inside of it. Rashi explains that the spices soften the meat and it's more likely for it to absorb the milk. Marketing is going on to Amr Bey. Is many important halachas in Yoredeya. Amar Rav, Basar Shchuta. Now we go into, as we mentioned in our introduction to the daf, we begin the discussion of Recha, which also is a big discussion in Shulchan Aruch. Basar Shchuta, Shamein, if you have fat meat, Shetzalu im Basar Nevela, that has been roasted with Basar, which is not kosher, which is of Nevela, Kachush, if it's lean. In other words, the non-kosher animal is lean, and it's going to be asur, the fat kosher animal, maitaima mifatmi me'adadi. Each one draws from the other, and the lean one can absorb the fat of the fat one in a very minimal manner because it's lean. However, the basar shchuta, which is fat, has a lot of area to absorb. It will absorb the reyach, literally the odor of the basar nevel, and that will make it asr. The Gemara in a moment will have a discussion whether recha milsa or not. The Levi Amar Afil Basar Shchuta Kachush. Levi says even if the slaughtered animal is weak, shetzlo in basar nevela, which was roasted with basar nevela shamein, mutar, then in such a case it will be permissible. My time recha ba'almu v'recha lav milsehi. In general, Levi is not worried about reach at all. The Mefarshim explain that according to Levi, certainly if you have the lean non-kosher meat and the fat kosher meat, that certainly is going to be fine because there wasn't a lot of fat to go into the kosher piece of meat. But even where there's a lot of non-kosher fat to go in to the kosher meat, nevertheless, because reichas lav milsehi, it's going to be mutter. The Gemara continues, Avad Levi uvda beresh gelusa. Halacha lemaisi, Levi said in the house of Resh Gelusa that big di v'davar acher, that if they had a gedi with a pig, a chazir, so then in such a case it's permissible because reicha lav milsehi. The Gemara connects this to our Perek, and that is to the Tzliya of the Karban Pesach, is found as in the Tosefta in Perek Hey. Mesive ain't selling shnei pesachim keechad. You're not allowed to roast two Karban Pesachim together. Mipnei ataruvis, because they mixed with each other. Rashi explains, if we're assuming it's because the tastes are mixing together, as Gemara will spell out in a moment, then there are people who are eating from a Karban Pesach, a part of a Karban Pesach that they weren't mimnuyav. There's Karban Pesach A and the Karban Pesach B. If the taste of Karban Pesach A goes into B and the taste of B goes into A, and there are people who are only nismana for A, so then in such a case, the people who are eating A will be nichshal in eating part of a Karban Pesach that they were not appointed for. So the Gemara says, "My lav tarumas tamim," that you have the mixture of the tamim that are together, and we say that there is a mixture through the reach. That shows us reach milsa, the kasha lelevi, and that'll be a kasha on Levi. Says the Gemara, no, it has nothing to do with this issue of reicha loy mipnei tarumas gufim. We're afraid that they're going to mix up the karbanos. And there, you won't have the problem simply that a little bit of reach will be eaten from another carbon that they were not limnuyav, but rather they will eat a carbon that was not theirs at all. Hachinam istavim diktani seifa. This is the seifa over there of that tosefta. Vafilu gidi utle. Even a goat and a sheep, in such a case, we're afraid are going to get mixed up. Yamr b'shlem negufin haini diktani filu gidi utle. I understand that you might have thought that they won't mix up two different types of animals that are kosher for Karban Pesach, where both of them are kosher Karban Pesach, and the Braisa needs to bring out. No, even then they'll mix it up. El yamre pnei taru is tamin, but if the concern is the mixture of taste, mali gdi utla, mali gdi ugdi, what's the difference? Elamai, al karban pnei taru is gufanu dasar, aval taru is tamin, shari. But the mixture of the tastes, the halacha would be, is permissible. Says the Gemara, well now, we turn the kasha on Levi into a kasha on Rav. Lema David Tiyufta de Rav. It's now a kasha on Rav. Why are we not concerned for a different issue? And that is the issue of Reach. Am Rabbi Yirmiyah Hachimai Skin Kigon Shetzolu B'Shtei Kederis. They weren't cooked together. Reach, according to Rav, is a legitimate chash. Reicha Milsa. However, here we're afraid what's going to be mixed up are two kermanos that were cooked in two different pots. Kigon shetzol b'shtei kederes. B'shtei kederes, how kadayach, says the Gemara. Talking about that it was literally cooked in two different kederos, explains Rashi. You don't cook a Karban Pesach. Ela eima ke'ein shtei kederes. As if it was cooked in two kederes. What does that mean? V'hachi ka'amar. Two lines before the wide on ayin vav amabez. Ein selen shnei psachim ke'echan mipnei taruvus. You can't roast the two of them together because taruvus, my taruvus, taruvus tamim. Because of a taruvus, a mixture. V'afil ke'ein shtei kederes. But the mashmos was, even if it's as considered as if it was a two different pots, in other words, it wasn't roasted together. Deleka taruvas tam. There isn't a concern of mixture. Aser mishum taruvas gufen. It's aser because you mix up the two of them. Vafilu gedi utzle. Even a gedi and utzle, we're afraid, are going to be mixed up together. Amar Rav Mari kitanoi. Rav Mari taught, this is a machlokes tanoim. Haroi de pascham of a nosna pichav is yayin shel truma. A person that takes off bread that is hot from an oven and puts it on top. This is a Mishnah in Trumas and Perek Yod, and he puts it on top of a barrel of wine of Truma. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir says that the bread absorbs the
reach of the truma, and therefore it becomes asr. Rabbi Yehuda matir, Rabbi Yehuda permits. Rabbi Yosi matir, b'shel chitiv, v'yosi b'shel sarid. There are three opinions in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yosi is the split opinion. He says, of wheat it is permissible, of barley it's prohibited. Why? Because the barley draws the tam of wine of truma, in contrast to wheat, which does not draw the reach of wine. My lav tanoi could very well be that there's a machlekes tanoim. Demarso a reicha lav milsa. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says mutter, he holds reicha's not milsa. Marso reicha milsa. And the other one holds reicha milsa. In other words, Rabbi Meir, who's also holds reicha milsa. Says the Gemara, let's take it apart. Le Levi vadai tanoi. According to Levi, it's certainly a machlekes tanoi. The Rav Nema Tanoi, and according to Rav, we should also say it's a machlokes tanoim. Amalecha Rav, no, Rav will say the kuliyama reicha milsi. Everybody agrees, like we had learned above, that Rav holds reach is milsa. Ah, if that's so, why is Rabbi Yehuda matir when it comes to the bread? Lavit marla dahi amar Rav marachana reish lakish bepaschama v'chaves p'chusa p'sucha direhakol asur. We learned that if the bread is hot and the barrel is open, everybody holds its asr. But past sinus v'chavis megufa d've'akol mutter. If the bread is cold and the barrel is closed, then there's no way the two come in contact, and the bread is going to be mutter, and we don't consider the fast truma inside of the bread. Lo'inechliku. When do we have machlokes from Meir Yehuda? Very specific case. El b'pas chama v'chavis chasuma. If you have hot bread, but the barrel is closed, or pasonenes v'chavis psucha. V'hanami kipas choma v'chavis psucha damya. And this halacha also of basar shchuta that was roasted with basar nevela is considered like the case of pas choma and chavis psucha, psucha, mixed up the ches and the saf, chavis psucha, and then everybody agrees that it absorbs for reyach. And therefore, the Mishnah is not getting involved with Reicha Milsa in objective cases where it's clear that the Reach will reach the other side, then Levi will claim that both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda will agree with him. Tani Rav Kahana Breid Rav Chinna Sabo Rav Kahana Toad Pasha Ofa Imtzli. Bread that's baked with roast, bitanur, in a oven, Aslacha Betru. Kutcha. That is prohibited to eat with a kutach, with a mixed milk mixture. Hai benisa, if you have a fish, de'itvi bahadi bisra, that has been roasted with meat, asra rav, rava, mi parzika lemichle bikutach. You're not allowed to eat it with a milk mixture of kutach. Marbar Ravashi, amar fil b'milcha nami asura. Marbar Ravashi says, even with salt, it's going to be aser. Mishum dekasha lerecha uladavar acher, because it's bad for one's breath, as well as davar acher is tsaras. This is the source in the Gemara of not eating fish and meat together. The Tzlach suggests that this is the idea that dag im basar is a davar sakana, and even if reach is lav milsa, then one still would have to be machmir according to this opinion of the Tzlach. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Ayin Vav. Be'ezer Hashem will try to get the halacha in before Rosh Hashanah, and will post it as a separate file. Wishing everyone a Shnas Chaim Tov V'Shalom. I guess it's not a coincidence that we reach a real milestone on Rosh Hashanah itself, that Be'ezer Hashem we will begin our 400th Daf. And we now have shown ourselves that Be'ezer Hashem we could keep this up, and in a little bit more than 6 years from now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the Siyata D'Shmaya to be Mesayim Shas together. Wishing everyone a Shnas Chaim Tov V'Shalom, and much Hatzlacha in both Ruchnius and in Gashmius, in a year where we feel that we go a little bit closer, Milo Milo, to Kudsha Baruch Hu, in Tikkun Amidos, in Yediyas HaTorah, and probably most importantly, with Roimimus HaNefesh. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Ayin Vav in Maseches Pesachim.